Gemara in the Sota on the Chet Samad Aleph, the Gemara formulates the din of Enoch and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, that you're not allowed to have a line of people lined up. A mashkin shtei seitzis kachas, a mitam shtei mitzorem kachas, a roitzim shtei avonim kachas, a norfim shtei eglos kachas, and more. The Tosefta has more. The fish ain't earth mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So that's one form of chavilas chavilas. You have people lined up in order to do it in mass production. Then they refer you on the side to two gemaras. Psochem kul besam and besam brachas mem tesam and al. Psochem kul besam is a different kind of chavilas chavilas. It's the same principle, the same idea, but it's a different application. You're not allowed to bench a la kos and use the same kos for kiddush. That's also a violation. The concept of brach ala kos, using one chefze shal mitzvah, using one chefze, the one kos of wine, to serve as the kos for the kiddush ala yayin and to serve as the kos for the brichas hamazon ala yayin. So that shows also like you're doing mass production. You're trying to save time. You don't give sufficient chashivis to each one of the mitzvahs bifnei atzmo. That's the Gemara Mesochim. That's the problem, the practice that we have, that we recite a birchas hamazon by shalvashudas halakos, then we don't drink it. So we said over yesterday that Magen Avraham gave a whole rationale why we don't drink it. Mikra Adin, you should be allowed to drink it, but since all week long we don't bench halakos, so we demonstrate birchas hamazon not to nakos. So the drinking of the kos is not considered a hemshech edu shalvashudas. So we don't drink it. But then you say havdol over the same cost of wine, and then you do drink it at the end. So you're really saying two brachas over one cost. It's a problem. You're really doing shtei brachas ala kos. On kos echad. It's a problem.
What's the man use of holding the kais if you're not going to make a very clear brach?
Mm-hmm.
Why
I don't know.
Why would we do that by shtei
brachas? Right. Tosis said that has a maila, and Tosis suggested in Nozir, Davdalam, and Aleph, the simple reading of the Gemara Nozir, Davdalam, and Aleph is that a Nozir is permitted to drink Yain Mitzvah. He's only allowed to drink, he's only forbidden to drink Yain Harishus. But Yain Mitzvah he's permitted to drink the Hainu Yain of Kiddush and Abdalam. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara has a comment on this. So there are two ways to read the comment. Either the comment is Benichus or the comment is Betmiyah. So the earlier Rishonim, the Goanim, and the early Rishonim, the late Goanim, the early Rishonim understood the Gemara, Benichusa, that is Mushba Miyamim Harsinahu. Since it's a Kiddush and Abdallah, Menator require a Bracha Lakos, so that's Yain Mitzvah, and he's allowed to drink that wine. And the Rabbin Tam says it doesn't make any sense. It can be, it has to be that the Gemara should be read Bitmiyah. The Kiddush and Abdallah is Mushba Miyamim Harsinahu. Is there a Din Menator that he has to drink the wine? No, there is no such thing. The thing can't be. The Nazir is not allowed to drink that wine. So Tosfos had a few kashas against that original reading of the Gemara. So that one kasha, what do you mean, Havdalah is also Menatara? Tosfos says, Yain Kiddush. Kiddush is Menatara. The Gemara never says Havdalah is Menatara. That's one time. The way the Goyim read this Gemara, Yain Kiddush and Yain Havdalah are both Menatara, and Tosfos thinks Havdalah is only the Rambam. So we had the Rambam thinks Havdalah is Menatara. And Tosfos had a second kasha. No, Kiddush and Havdalah, even if you hold Havdalah is the Raisa, that's the Kiddush Bidvarm and Havdalah Bidvarm. But Alayayin, that's only with the Rabbanan, that the Rambam happens to agree with that. That Alayayin, that's in the Magen Avraham Pasnim. That Kiddush Alayayin, the Alayayin is only the Rabbanan. Kiddush Bidvarm, Havdol Bidvarm, that's Menatar. Then Tosfos had a third time. If you collect all the Tosfos and all of Shas, when they talk about this topic, not all the three Tainis appear in this Tosfos. But if you look in all the cross references, so they have all the three Tainis. So the third time is even if one should assume that Kiddush Alayayin is their Isid, but Hamavar Tzor Shiyitim is only with the Rabbanan. So Tosfos conceives on the level of the rice of a maila of reciting a bracha lakos without drinking the wine. So yakasha zashtarki kasha. When the Gemara Erev in Daf Mem and Beis discussed the possibility of reciting Shechyonu Leil Yom Kippur ala yayin, so the Gemara says he can't because I'm baruch tzor shiyitam. Gemara, who are you going to give it to? He can't give it to a gadol, can't give it to a katan, so we're stuck, so we don't do it. So you ask, but according to the Tosfos, there is a maila in bracha lakos even without drinking. Baruch Tzor Shiyitim is only with the Rabbana on the level of the Raisa Yoytzei Baruch HaLakos even without drinking it. So why shouldn't we say it's a good kasha? So why shouldn't we at least accomplish the little that we can accomplish, the best we can accomplish? Say Shechyanu over Kos HaYayin and no one will drink it. Aleil Yom Kippur. I don't know. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. According to that Svar in Tosfos, the Baruch Tzor Shiyitim is only with the Rabbana, but Al HaYayin is the Raisa. There's a concept of Baruch HaLakos without drinking the Kos. Yeah.
Yom Kippur, somebody make a mistake. He's going to take the sip. dangerous.
We're also afraid. Yeah. Okay, that's the reason why. Okay, we're afraid. That's
according to Rashi would be a big like Rashi learns Kedivas Ayesh would be a mila to do that. To hold it in front of you and not the dinu, the chelak of the dinu.
Yeah, that's late in the afternoon on Yom Kippur when people are getting hungry. Leil Yom Kippur, no one's hungry yet. In the summer, that's not yet a mila. Yeah, but maybe that's the reason why they're afraid that all year long we do on Rosh Hashanah and Leil Yom Kippur, afraid someone by mistake.
There's a mila of bracha and yitam and
zonim in
Basically means you can make a
barakri
at
Rosh Hashanah,
but basically means the
other bracha. So this
doesn't mean you should make a
barakri
at
Rosh Hashanah
and not
drinking. They don't talk about the barakri at
Rosh
Hashanah and not
drinking. No, that's just make the other bracha and not.
And as the mila, saying the Kiddush
Abdullah.
You accomplish something that's called the bracha ala kos on the level of their ice, even without drinking the yard. Yeah. So that's again. So the original gemara of enos mitzvahs chavilas is in straight daf ches amid aleph about having people lined up to do the mitzvahs mass production. They're going to do the same mitzvah many times over and over and over again. So you get an expert the Yenakim Molot, and that was the Magen Avraham discussed. Why do we do it all the time? Well, you have a day on which you have kriyas hatorah from two svarim. So how come our practice is you take about Svarim of Asachas? I think he quotes the Masechah Sofim and says, Nafsi, you take out one Sefer, then when you finish, you put it away, take out the second Sefer. So why shouldn't we do as is described in Masechah Sofrim, which should be more correct, that the way we do should be a violation of Chavilos Chavilos. So see, so the answer is Tircha de Tzibur, because of Tircha de Tzibur. So therefore, you violate the din of Chavilos Chavilos. It's a problem. Okay. So that's one kind of Chavilos Chavilos. And the other kind of Chavilos Chavilos is if you use one Cheftzeh, to fulfill two different mitzvahs. That's basically what the Gemara, the third Maramakim was in Brochus, Mem Tes Amar Aleph. What's a Mem Tes Amar Aleph? The Gemara asked the Kasha, here, the Gemara right in the middle of the Daf. The Gemara Pesachim asked the Kasha, how do we ever have Yak Nahas? You have Kiddush and Havdalah on the same kos. When Yontif is Chal b'Matzoy Shabbos, so we say Havdalah for Shabbos, then we say Kiddush for Yontif. So if there's a rule of Chavilos Chavilos, I know Mishtei Kedushas HaKoyes Echod, how do we ever say Kiddush and Havdalah HaKoyes Echod? So the Gemara says, no, that's the same in you. That's the same thing. Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yomtin of Havdalah between Kodesh and Chol, it's all related. It's all interconnected. Doesn't mean it's exactly the same, but it's interconnected. So that's not, strictly speaking, that's not a violation of Chavilos Chavilos. See, the Gemara has another klal. Ein chos min mishnayim. Why is Ein chos min mishnayim? L'fi she'enos mitzvah is Chavilos Chavilos. It's right in the middle of Mem Tes Amud Aleph before the lines become wide. The fourth narrow line before they become wide. And on the left hand margin, they give you the cross reference to Pesachim, Kubbeis, and Beis, and Saita Daf Ches Amud Aleph. What's the reason for it? What do you mean? Einos mitzvos chavilos chavilos? It means like this, that a person comes to Shul in the morning, and he wants to say the 15 Birchas HaShachar. So why should he say Baruch Atah Hashem Ken Malach HaOlam, etc., etc., 15 times? To say, Ken Malach HaOlam, we do it Nishman Esri all the time. You don't say every time a separate bracha. Why don't you say one Shema Malchus and you patter up 15 brachas? So you're not allowed to do that lachatchila for sure not. The Gemara says, Ein chos min mishnayim lefi she'enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. What does it mean? It's also the same as Ein chos. It's also the same as the Gemara in Pesachim Dab Kub Beis and Beis. You can't use one kos shel yayin to serve as the chepta shel mitzvah to two different mitzvahs. So here, every bracha requires a shemu malchus. So he's going to say once shemu malchus, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech HaOlam. You're going to use that shemu malchus for 15 different themes. So that's a violation, at least in the Chatchila. That's a violation of Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. That's what it says on Mem Tesam and Aleph. What would you say b'diyeved? If the person did like that, came late to shul, wants to save time. So he says, all the 15 brichas hashachar in one. I would have said, b'diyeved, it's good. It's such a din l'chatchila. I violated the din, but I'm still yotze. The Magen Avraham says, not like me. Magen Avraham says that you're not yotze b'diyeved. That's how we accept la halacha. He says, you're not Yotze B'Diyeved, whichever one you said first, you would be Yotze. Or he says, let's say, a person had in mind to say, Shalom Asani Goy. And then he starts saying, Baruch Adonai Elokei Melech HaOlam, and then by mistake he says, L'Havchem Yem Vay Loilo, and then he realized he really wanted to say, Shalom Asani Goy, so he says that. So the Magen Avraham says, if when you said the Shem of Malchus, you had in mind to end off one way, and you ended off differently, let's say the person thought the first of the Birchas HaShachar is Shalom Asani Goy. Let's say he has a Siddur, this Siddur. So on the top of page 16 it says, Shalom Asani Yovel. He, by mistake, he thought that's the first of the Birchas HaShachar. So he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, thinking he's going to finish Shalom Asani Yovel. Somebody comes over and he says, hey, look on page 15. There are another two brachas. Instead of ending off Shalom Asani Yovel, which was what he intended, when he said Hashem Malchus, he ends off, and those on the Sechmin Ohav Chemiyam Veloim. So what would be the din over there in that case? It's the Yotzeh B'Diyeved, the bracha of Anos on the Sechavina. So that's a shaila in the first period. A person thought that it was a cup of wine, that's on Daf Yud Beis Menal. A person says, Baruch HaTo Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. He says, Hashem Malchus Adaita, intending to conclude Bar Pri Agofen, and then he finds out that it's coffee, that it's tea, and if he's going to end off Bar Pri Agofen, not going to be Yotzeh. So he corrects himself and he ends off Shakon Liyibu Dvaroi. So then it's in the Bayit Dolev Shita in the Gemara, and we pass in the Safik Brachas Lachal, we pass in that Yotzeh. So the Magen Avraham says over here also, a person starts off, Shem Malchus intending to say Shlos on the Ovid, and someone comes in and says, hey, turn to page 15, start from the beginning, and then he ends off on this and the Sefevino, so the din is that he's Yotzeh the Brach on this and the Sefevino. What if the Chacham, when they show him that he has to go back to Amud Alp, so he chaps all three. He says, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and he planned to finish off on Shalom Asani Yovid. Then Nishom starts from the first page. So he says, and those on the second page, Hapchei Memeh, Loilo Shalom Asani Goyv, Shalom Asani Yovid. And from now on, he's going to say, I have a separate bracha for each one. So the Magen Avraham says, since you can't be Yotzeh three brachas with one. He says that this din in the Gemara, Mem Testament Aleph, is even Le'ikuv. It's not just Lachatchila, it's even B'diyevet, you're not Yotzeh. Ein Chos Mem Bishtayim, is not just the din lachatchila, it's even a din b'diyeved. So he says b'diyeved. So which bracha are you yotze? So if the chacham intended to say all 15 brachas with one shema malchus, so whichever one he said first is the one that is yotze. But if the chacham intended to say bracha number 3, and then they correct him and they said, hey, first you got to say bracha number 1, number 2. So he says all 3 in one. So since at the time that he said the Shema Malchus intended to say number 3, and Lamaisa he did say number 3, true, he said it together with 1 and 2, so then he's only Yotze number 3, he's not Yotze numbers 1 and 2. He says, the Kavanas HaGavra is Koveya, the Shem HaBrocha, whenever it's not Muchach Mitocha, what the Brocha is. If he says all 3, Lavchem Yem V'Meloi L'Shalos HaSani Goy V'Shalos HaSani Yoved, and the Magen Avraham holds that the bracha can't be chal. The Shem Malchus can't be mitzarf to all three themes. It's only going to be chal on one. His kavanas agav at the time that he said the Shem Malchus was to recite number 3, Shalos Asani Yoved. So the kavanas agav is kaveh that this Shem Malchus is a bracha of Shalos Asani Yoved, and brachas 1 and 2 is not yotze. That's to say those over. Where does he get it from? That's the Gemara. The Gemara has the famous din. If a person didn't daven mincha on Shabbos afternoon, first daven filas on shachar, then on Mitzoy Shabbos when he davens Ma'ariv, so he says the first Shemana Esrei is supposed to say the Shem Ma'ariv, and the second Shemana Esrei is supposed to say the Shem Tashlumin. What if he didn't know that? So he davens the first, he thinks he's going to go in order. So after he finishes Yirei Neni Mispach Lebeinu, after he finishes Baruch Hashem Li'olam, he davens Shemana Esrei on Mitzoy Shabbos, and he leaves out Atachan Antonu, and he's going to say Atachan Antonu in the second Shemana Esrei, because he has in mind that the first tefillah that he says after Yirei Neinu should serve as the Tashlumin for Mincha, and the second tefillah should serve as Ma'ariv. So that's why he knows in Ma'ariv he say Atachan Antonu. You don't say Atachan Antonu in Mincha on Shabbos. So he specifically has in mind Dafke. That's what the Gemara says. On the second line from the top, on Chavov on the base, by the tiny letter base. Tov lo hispal mincha b'Shabbos. He forgot to daven mincha Shabbos afternoon. Hispal b'Mitzoy Shabbos time shalchol. He davens 2 weekday Shmoneses. Mavdol b'Rishoyna. Beinam Abdul Bishne, you should say Atachan Anton in the first Shmoneh Esrei, and should not say Atachan Anton in the second. What if Mehivdil Bishne, Belehivdil Berishayna? What if he says Atachan Anton in the second, he doesn't say in the first one? Because he has in mind, I want the first one to be Oyle as a Tashlum and for Minchas. And Mincha Shabbos, you don't say Atachan Anton. And second one, he wants to count for Marv. So if you would have asked me, I would have said wrong. That if a guy didn't daven mincha, he daven marv twice. What's the difference? All right, lahatchil you should daven the tefillah bizmana, then you should daven the tashlumen afterwards. Why is that so? Why, the Gemara says that's the din. Why do you have to daven first the tefillah bizmana? First you daven marv, and then the second Shmoneh Esrei is a tashlum of mincha. What's so terrible if you do the reverse? If you daven first the tashlum and then you daven the tefillah bizmana? The answer is, we had that Mishnah in Zvachim called Atadir. So the Mishnah says when you're interested in performing two mitzvahs, A and B. And as far as you're concerned, you can do either A, B, or B, A. You're prepared either to do this mitzvah first or that mitzvah first. You want to do both now, and you don't really care. There's no kapeda, which you don't have any kapedas. So then halacha dictates to you which mitzvah you should do first. What's the rule? So one rule is Torah B'Sheina Torah Torah Koyin, and one rule is Mekudesh V'Eini Mekudesh Mekudesh Koyin. So this is Mekudesh V'Eini Mekudesh. The tefillah bizmano is Mochosh. Mekudesh doesn't only mean the Koyin is standing in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, whoever wants me to makar of a korban, step forward. So two people run forward. One has an oil and one has a shlomim. So the oil is a kachi kachin, and the shlomim is a kachim kalin. So that's kolam mekudesh mechaver, kodim lechaver. That's literally mekudesh. The kachi kachim is more mekudesh than the kachim kalin. That's the mashal, that's the dogma that the Mishnah is talking about. Two balabatim run forward, step forward. Each one has a different korban. One has a kachi kachim, one has a kachim kalin. But the rule applies to performing two mitzvahs bechlav. I want to perform two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is menatara, one mitzvah is midirabban. So the mitzvah menatara is more choshev than the mitzvah midirabban. Or for whatever reason, one mitzvah is more choshev than the other mitzvah. So let's say here, you want to daven ma'ariv, you want to say Shmoneh Esrei twice. One Shmoneh Esrei is going to be a tefillah bizmana for ma'ariv, that's the correct man. One is going to be a tashlum for mincha. One is tashlumah for mincha, so the Gemara says, schar tefillah yavinale, schar tefillah bizmana lo yavinale. He doesn't get the same amount of schar. That's what the Gemara says on Omer Aleph, on Chazal Omer Aleph. Whenever you daven Tashlumin, so you don't get the same degree of schar for davening the Tashlumin as you would have gotten if you would have davened the Tefillah Bizmana. So the Tefillah Bizmana is Machosh of a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah Bishlei Musa. He wants to daven Shmoneh Esrei for Ma'ariv, that's a mitzvah Bishlei Musa. He's going to daven another Shmoneh Esrei for Tashlumin for Mincha. That's schar tefillah yavin alei, schar tefillah bizman alei yavin. It's an incomplete mitzvah. Shalom bishleimus. So if you're performing two mitzvahs, so lachatchila there's a seder hadvar. First you do the mekudesh, then you do the eid mekudesh. So you understand why lachatchila the din is you have to daven first the tefillah bizmana, then afterwards you daven tefillah bizman. But the Gemara says more than that, not like what I thought. Not only is that the seder hadvar lachatchila, even the ikuv v'diyeved, it's also ma'akev. If you davened in the wrong order, first you daven the tashlumin. And then you daven the tefillah bizmano. So the Gemara says you got to daven a third time the tashlumin. Even b'diyevet, if he said the tefillah for tashlumin prior to the tefillah bizmano, you're not yotze. But the question is, how do you determine it's the exact same nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei? So how do you? Let's say the guy forgot mincha on a Monday afternoon. So he's going to daven ma'ariv twice. So how do you determine this is tashlumin and this is ma'ariv? It's the same text of the Shmoneh Esrei. So Mitzvah Shabbos, there's a way to determine. If he says Atachan Atonu on one of them, so he's demonstrating that this is Ma'ariv, and the other one he has in mind, I'm only going to say Atachan Atonu in the one Shmoneh Esrei that's for Ma'ariv. The guy makes up his own Shulchan Aruch. And the Shmoneh Esrei that's going to be for Tashlumin, that does make sense as Atachan Atonu. And he goes and he says Atachan Atonu in the second one, not in the first one, because he holds you got to go in order. First you got to daven the Tefillah Tashlumin to make up for the missing Mincha, then you got to daven the Tefillah Bizmano. So then the Gemara says, you're not even Yotze B'diyevet. That's a Chiddush in the Gemara. You're not even Yotze B'diyevet. That's a question why that should be so. It's a very good question. Why should it even be Miyake B'diyevet? The whole reason why Lechatchila you should first daven the Tefillah Bizmana, then the Tashlum in second, is because Mekudesh Veinu Mekudesh Mekudesh Koidem, that the Tefillah Bizmana is Char Tefillah Bizmana Yabin Aleh, gets the full reward. And the Tefillah is HaTashlum, and he only gets an incomplete reward. So why should that be Me'akeh B'diyeved? In all the cases of Torah B'Sheinu Torah, Mekudesh V'Eino Mekudesh, not Me'akeh B'diyeved, it's only L'chatchila, so you have to figure out some svara why. Okay. So, some other time, now we're not learning those sugis, now we'll have to figure out. This is a good svara. So the Gemara has the shaila. What if he davened the two tefillahs? And what if a person davens on Matzoi Shabbos and he forgot to say Tohan on Tohan? So you say that he's not Yotze, he has to daven over again. So the Gemara says not so. If he forgets to say Tohan on Tohan, he's Yotze the Shemane Esrei, he's just not Yotze the Havdalah. So the Gemara says, so let him recite Havdalah Alakos later on. He has to be careful not to eat before Havdalah Alakos and not to do any malacha before Havdalah Alakos. The Gemara has another din, Tor Bezu Bezu Chayzal Arosh. If he forgot Atachan Antonu in Marav Amitzoy Shabbos, and then he forgot and he ate before he says Havdalah Alakos, or he did malacha before he says Bar Hamav de Mekodesh L'chol, before he does Havdalah Alakos, then the din would require that he has to repeat the Shemone Esrei all over again and make sure that he says Atachan Antonu the second time. He may forget the second time also, and then has to have a third time. Okay, so that's called Tor Bezu Bezu Chayzal Arosh. So the Gemara has over here, he forgot Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. He's davening Ma'ariv, and he says Shemone Esrei twice. The first Shemone Esrei he makes up his mind is going to be for Tashlumah for Mincha, so he's not going to say Atachan Atonu. The second one he is going to say Atachan Atonu. So how does he demonstrate that the second one is Atachan Atonu? How does he demonstrate the second one is for Ma'ariv? He says Atachan Atonu the second, the first one he doesn't say Atachan Atonu. So since his kavana was to be koveya, the Shemone Esrei is our exact same nusach hatfilo. You yotze the Shemone Esrei with or without Atachan Antonu. It's exactly the same. But his kavana at the time that he's davening clearly is. He demonstrates that. That's his intention. The first one should be for Mincha. The first one should be for Tashlum and for Mincha. And the second one should be for Ma'ariv. So the kavana sagar is koveya the shame hatfilo. You see, if a person says that Gemara Yud Beis Amud Aleph, a person says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, intending to conclude Baruch Pri HaGofen, because he thought it was a cup of wine. Then it turns out it's a cup of coffee, and he ends in the middle. He realizes he smells that it's coffee, it's not wine, and he concludes Shehakol Niyeh B'Dvarav. So the Gemara had a Sofik if he Yotze. Maskonah is that Yivay Yotze. What was the Gemara Sofik? Maybe the Kavanas Hagavra at the time that he said Shema Malchus, the Kavanas Hagavra was to conclude Baruch Pri HaGofen. So maybe that's kaveh that this Shema Malchus is a Baruch Pri HaGofen dik Shema Malchus, and he cannot be mitzarefet to the Shakal Nevedvara. The two don't blend in together. So we paskin the maskana that it is okay. You ignore the kavanas agave. So the Magen Amram says, yeah, just a minute. But medvar mamurim, when do we ignore the kavanas agave? When there is no toss up over here. You look at the text of the bracha. The bracha is Baruch Atah Ken Malchus Elam Shakal Nevedvara. So the bracha sets itself out as a shakal. Even though the Kavanas Agavu was not so. But let's say the fellow will say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he intended to end off, starts on page 16, Shalos Ani Ovid. And then they say, wait a minute, you left out the first two on Aman Aleph. So he says all three in one, so he really, at the time that he said the Shema Malchus, wanted to say Shalos Ani Ovid. And then he ends off by saying three brachas, and the Magen Avraham holds, at Le'ikuve, Ein Chos Mimishayim, you're not Yotze all three. So normally you should say Yotze the first one. The first one that he said was Hanesan Sahmin Hachemyam Vay Loilo. Then he says, Vishaloh Sani Goy, Vishaloh Sani Yovid. So the Magen Avraham says, yeah, that's if he intended Melech HaTchila to say all 15, Benishim Achas. But if his original intention was to say Shaloh Sani Yovid, so the Kavanas Agaver Bishas the Shema Malchus is Kaveh the Brocha as a Brocha of Shaloh Sani Yovid, because there's a toss up over here. He said three Chasimis. He said Shema Malchus. He said all three. And the Magen Avraham assumes that this din, Ein Chos Mishnayim, is Leikuba. You can't be Yotze all three. So it's a toss-up. Which one will the Shema Malchus be Chalat? So the Magen Avraham says, the Kavanas Agavra is Kaveya. The only time we say the Kavanas Agavra is ignored is if there is no toss-up. The Bracha sets itself up as a Shakal Nibidvarai. He starts off, Baruch Atah Hashem Shema Malchus, Shakal Nibidvarai. So the Gemara had a suffix. Maybe the Kavanas Agav is Kaveh the Shema Malchus as a Bar Pri HaGofen, and maybe it cannot be Mitzar for half of Bar Pri HaGofen to half of Shehakol. So the Maskana we pass, and it's all good. The Bracha, it's okay, it is good, B'dievet. The Bracha sets itself up as a Shehakol. But if the Bracha ends off with three different Chasimas, and you have to decide what is the Bracha, the Magen Avraham says you're not Yotze all three. So normally we would say the first one that he ended off with, that's one is Yotze, the second and third is not Yotze. Here he said all three, and his kavanah from the beginning was to say the third chasimus. Here the kavanah sagabi is kaveya. That's like that gemara that if he says twice Shemoneh Esrei on Mitzvah Shabbos, the exact same text of a Shemoneh Esrei. The same nusach l'shman esra. Atachan atonu is not miyakeh b'riyevet. And if you didn't say atachan atonu in the middle of the Matzoi Shabbos, and if you said atachan atonu in the middle of the week also, it's not miyakeh b'riyevet. It doesn't really fit into well, but it's not sheker. Atachan atonu matanu chukke l'asin tzanecho. It's very nice. Atachan atonu fits in the middle of the week also. You didn't say it's not like Yalav Yovav Yomar Shachodesh Hazeh. Today's not Rish Chodesh. So if you say Yalav Yovav, it's sheker. But if you say Atachan Atonu in the middle of the week, you can't say he's not Yetz B'Riyevet. It was no need to add on the Tchina Atachan Atonu. It's not necessary, but you don't say he's a Dervish Kar. So if he davens Mayrif twice on Matzoi Shabbos, even if he wouldn't say Atachan Atonu on either, he would say in both, or he says in the wrong direction. Dishman Esu is good anyway. You can't say Dishman Esu sets itself up as a Matzoi Shabbos Dishman Esu. So there the Kavona Sagavra is Koveya, if it's a Tosa. Why do you say the first Shman Esrei is Tashlumin for Mincha and the second Shman Esrei is for Marv, and therefore he has to say a third Shman Esrei? Say the first one is Marv, the second one is Tashlumin for Mincha. So the answer is no. The Kavona Sagavra is Koveya, because the text of the Shman Esrei can either serve as a Tashlumin for Mincha or for Tfilah of Marv. So there the Kavona Sagavra is Koveya. So that's what the Mogen Avraham says. When a person originally, initially intended, when he said the Shema Malchus, intended to say bracha number 3. And then they correct him in the middle and he says brachas number 1, 2, and 3. So the Kavanas Agavra, so the bracha is not going to be chal. The Shema Malchus is not going to be mitzuruf to all the 3 chasim. It's only going to be mitzuruf to one of them. So it's a tosa. So their Kavanas Agavra is kaveh. So that's the psak and the Mogen Avraham. Yeah.
Wasn't the riff read the Gemara on? That's against the way the Rif had the Gemara. Isn't the Rif that it's Baruch Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adonai Shakom Yevaro?
Yeah, different shot. The Rif has a different
shot. So the Mogen Avraham wouldn't fit with that, because there you see that they're...
Yeah, the Rif has different, but that's the way Taisus learns. Yeah. The Rif has a different psak also. Yeah. Oh, the Ri has a different psak. You go to Chumra. We follow the Rif, that's Safik Baruch Hu Slahakam. And the Rif has a whole different shot, right? So this Gemara, Mem Tesimanah, very fascinating. The Mogen Avraham assumes that this din is Likuva. Einos in mitzvahs chavilos chavilos lechayre is only a din lechatchila. You can't say b'di'evet is not yotze, but here he holds that it's even Likuva. And Chos B'mishtayim is even Likuva, that if he said one Shema Malchus with 15 chasimis, he wants to knock off all the 15 b'chas ha-shachar quickly, and one with one Shema Malchus. So he says, you're not yotze b'di'evet all 15, you're only yotze one. And then we have to determine which one you yotze. So normally we would say the first one. Unless his original intention at the time of saying, reciting the first half of the bracha, the Shema Malchus, was to conclude with number 3 of the 15 brachas, then he would only be yotze number 3. He wouldn't be yotze the first one that he said. So getting back over here. What daf are we? Lamentas on the base. Okay. We're discussing Pesach night when you say Hamoitzi and Alachilas Matzah. So when you say Hamoitzi Lechem in Ha'aretz, so the Gemara is assuming that the first bit of food that you eat is considered the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah with respect to the Mitzvah of reciting Brichas Hanem. That's why they say that there's a Hidden Mitzvah that it should be from the Min Shiva. If I'm going to say Bari Pri Ha'aretz, and I enjoy grapes just the same as I enjoy oranges, same thing. So it's preferable to recite Bar Peretz on the grapes as opposed to reciting on the oranges, because that'll be a Hida Mitzvah. Because the bracha is really chal on the first thing that you eat. The rest of the food that you eat is mutter to eat without a bracha. The bracha is only chal on the first bit. So if one is shalem and one is not shalem, one is gluske, one is shabalabayis, one is tor, one is tome. So the Gemara had well, one is gedoyla, one is ketano. So a whole list of kedimas. In order to accomplish that, it should be a hidden mitzvah. So we're assuming that the item over which you recite a birch, the food item over which one recites the birchas hanenin, is considered a cheftza shal mitzvah with respect to the mitzvah of reciting birchas hanenin. So now Tosfos quotes some rishonim were concerned that you have to have two different matzahs. You have to have at least two different matzahs. Our practice, we have three matzahs. We have two shleimus and one prusa. But these baliyat, that's Tosfos himself, and quotes the two opinions. You have 2.5 or 1.5. Our Tosfos is working in assumption you only have 1.5. That's the shaila. Are they two different mitzvahs or are they one mitzvah? Is it one mitzvah to have Sudas Yontif, and the Sudas Yontif, Leil Pesach, should consist of lechem oni, Or should you assume the two distinct mitzvahs? One mitzvah to have sudasyon, one mitzvah to have matzah, to have lechemoni. So our thesis is assuming that it's one mitzvah. So our thesis is working on an issue. The issue is, a nice mitzvah, chavilos, chavilos, before you eat the matzah, you say two brachas. So matzah, lechem, and haaretz, then you say shekir shanim, and says it's on alachilos matzah. So the matzah, the one matzah is going to serve as a heftzah shal mitzvah for two different mitzvahs. For the mitzvah of reciting a birchas hanehenin, that's the whole sugya is like that. The hider mitzvah, in choosing what you're going to say the bracha over, the shalem with the mehuter and so on, with the min shiva, that shows that the Gemara is treating the first food that you're eating as the heftzah shal mitzvah. So the same matzah is going to serve as the heftzah shal mitzvah for the birchas hanehenin, and also as a heftzah shal mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. So Tosfos quotes Rishonim hold that that poses a problem of chavilos chavilos. So that's why they say you have to say the bracha on two different matzahs. They say Hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz should be recited on the Shleima. That's the second line in the Tosfos Hakol Moedim. On the bottom of Lamed Tesam and Beis, the last Tosfos. Mikol chom ein liftzoy kim al hashem. Liftzoy means to say Hamoitzi b'tzias hapas. Ein liftzoy kim al hashleima. V'al ha'prusi yivorech al achilas matzah. Why? The chefetz shal mitzvah for eating the matzah is going to be the prusa. The chefetz shal mitzvah for reciting the birchas hanenin is going to be the shleima. You don't want to have this one and the same matzah. So they say, avalein lasas hamboitzi v'gam alachilas matzah mina prusa. You don't want to have the both brachas recited over the same loaf, over the same matzah. That'll be a violation. To have a kiosa mitzvah, chavilus, chavilus. The same chefetz is serving as the chefetz shal mitzvah for two different mitzvahs. So Tosfos is not happy with that. Tosfos is there in Harvey Pesachim quotes from earlier Rishonim. They quote from Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem, who composed the piyut Elokei Haruchos that's to be recited on Shabbos HaGadol, those communities where they recited. And the Rishonim wrote pirushim on this piyut Elokei Haruchos of Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem. His name is Bonfi. Bonfi means yellow tov. Bonfi. So they called him Tuvelem. That was his real name, Rabbi Yosef Bonfi. So the Tosfos quotes the Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem says that the reason why you say Bari Pri Ha'adama over Karpas at the beginning of the meal is because you have to say Alachilas Maror before you eat the Maror. And the Maror doesn't fit in with the meal. The Maror is not Dvar Mahabai Machmas Hasudet. That's what he assumes. So you're going to have to say a bar pri hadama. So you're going to take one piece of maror and you're going to say two brachas, bar pri hadama al achilas maror. That's a violation of chavilas chavilas. So that's what motivated the rabbis to introduce karpas. So you say bar pri hadama on the karpas. Then you say asher kedushanim sasman al achilas maror. And the maror later on, no, not to violate this din of chavilas chavilas. So that's what the Balei HaTosfos say along the lines of Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem. And the same thing over here. You have to have two distinct matzahs. One matzah you say hamoitzi on, and the other matzah you're going to say alachilas matzah. The Balei HaTosfos are not happy with the explanation of Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem. They say that's not. The Gemara says the reason why they introduced karpas is they sheyushalat tinaikos, in order to keep the children's interest. Because normally when you say kiddush, they say in kiddush el b'makom sudas, you have to wash right away. You don't carry on any conversations. On Pesach night, we're going to carry on a long, long, long conversation from Kiddush till you have Hamoitzi. It's going to take forever. It's going to take a long time. Kach tikno chachamim. So that's not a violation of Ein Kiddush al Mach Masuda. Some people don't realize it, that you need Kiddush Mach Masuda on Pesach night also. So they have they want to say half of the Seder, half of the Haggadah by one grandparent, and half of the Haggadah they're going to say Chveis in the hospital because someone is sick or someone just had a baby or something like that. You can't do that. You have to have Kiddush Mamakon Suda Pesach night also. So wherever you said Kiddush, that's where you have to start the meal. You can finish the meal somewhere else. Once you started the meal, so there's no din of Shina Mokum, so you can continue eating somewhere else as well. But you have to at least start, you have to at least say Hamoitzi in this place. Normally, we would say, on a normal Shabbos Yom, we would say that to recite Alanga HaGodah, that itself is a violation of Ein Kiddush Ela Mamakon Suda. You have to wash immediately. You shouldn't carry on any conversations. But on Pesach night, kach tikta chachamim. So that's not a violation of Ein Kiddush Ela Mamakom Suda. So the question is, so if we're not going to eat the meal until an hour later when we get up to the Goel Yisrael, when we finish the first half of the halal. So what are we eating the vegetables now for? So that's a, so we assume the Gemara says hakera l'tinoikas k'deshi yishu lo hatinoikas. So that's what Taisus is masik and Rabbi Yosef Tovel. What did he give a new reason? He says a totally different reason from what it says in the Gemara. Gemara says the reason for what motivated the Chacham to introduce karpas is k'deshi yishu lo hatinoikas. So he somehow smooths over this. He figures out why it's not a contradiction to what he said. Taisus doesn't agree. Taisus holds that on Pesach night, even if you wouldn't have had karpas in advance, karpas is purely k'deish yishalo atinoikos only, no issue of chavilos chavilos. And they say, why don't you say bar pi adoma on the morah in the middle of the meal? No, it's dvar maboy machmas hasude. And it depends. Taisus has two explanations in Taisus in two different places. One place Taisus says it's considered dvar maboy machmas hasude because people eat vegetable salad. It depends. If you're eating romaine lettuce, so people eat, it's very common. People eat lettuce salad bisman hazeh. It's very healthy. Eat a salad of vegetables in the beginning of the meal, middle of the meal. So either zvar maboy machmas hasude mitzias, or zvar machmas hasude because halachically it's on the menu tonight. The halacha says al matzah simron biachluhu lechatchil. You have to have matzah, then you have to have the moror. That's what the Rashbam writes, that there's a seder lechatchil deraisa b'diyeved. If you have the moror first and then eat the matzah b'diyeved, you'll be yotze. But lechatchil, this is in violation of the Seder that appears in the Chumash. The Seder is al-matzah, samram yachulu, matzah first and then mor. So since you have to have first matzah and then mor, so that's called dvar maboy, machmas hasuda. The Rabbanu Shalom said, this is the menu tonight, you got to go in order. So the mor has to come after the matzah. So the halacha declares that it's dvar maboy, machmas hasuda. So the Tosis in Tum Sikh, this gives it two hezberim. Why they disagree with the Rabbi Yosef Tevel? They say, you don't need a bar pi'ad dam on the mor. It's dvar maboy machmas hasuda either because of mitzias, that's the case. People eat vegetable salad in the middle of the meal to fill themselves up. Or because al pi halacha, that's considered on the menu tonight. So that's why it's dvar maboy machmas hasuda. And Taisa disagrees totally with the Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. They say, you're right what you're assuming, that the first morsel of food that you eat is considered a chefetz shel mitzvah with respect to the mitzvah the Rabbanon are reciting a brichas hanenin. That's why there's a din of hider mitzvah that it should be shleima, that it should be gedola, that it should be tasty, that it should be luske yofe as opposed to paspal abayis and so on. You have a hider mitzvah, but it's not considered a heftah shal mitzvah that it should constitute a violation of chavilus chavilus v'haraya. So Taisa says kiddush and abdol, you do it all the time. You have one cup of wine, you say bar pragov, and then you say kiddush. You have one cup of wine, you say bar pragov, and then you say abdolah. So we don't require two different cups of wine to say bar piagof on one cup of wine and then to say the kiddush on the other cup of wine. We do all the time on one cup. So that's Taisus Raya. The Nirali, here on the fourth line in Taisus, this is often the Taisus Himsachim also, more explicit there, it's more spelled out. The Nirali, the ho habi bracha shal nenen. To say amotzi lachem in ha'aretz in alachilas matzah, that's a bichas hanenen first. That's not a, if one is a bichas hanenin, one is a bichas hamitzvah, that's not a violation of chavilus chavilus. You don't consider, you consider the first bit of food that you eat, a chefetz shel mitzvah, with respect to the inyan of hider mitzvah. That it should be shalom, it should be tasty, it should be gedola, whatever. It should be min zayin. But you don't consider it a chefetz shel mitzvah that it should create a problem, that it should pose a problem. We do it all the time to hakiddush. We'd always say like that. Other Rishonim say Kiddush and Abdullah. You always say like that, Kiddush and Abdullah. So you bar piagofen, and you say the Kiddush and Abdullah. What does Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim? He doesn't know that you only have one cup of wine. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim used to say Kiddush on two cups of wine. Bar piagofen on one, and the Kiddush on the other. So the Netziv writes in his Agada, no, Mistam Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim holds that Kiddush is different. Because he, Mistami holds like by Kiddush and Abdullah, the Bar Piyakofen is in an integral part of the Kiddush. The Chachamim wa Mesakein, you have to say the Bar Piyakofen as a chelik of the Kiddush. Not stam. That's what a bracha lakos is all about. Not stam because you want to drink the wine and you're not allowed to drink it without reciting Birchas Hanenin. The Bar Piyakofen is considered as if it's an integral part of the Kiddush. Vaharaya, he doesn't mention this, Vaharaya. That the Gemara says in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah that the klal is nisheni b'chui b'dover and emotzei sarabim midei chayvosim. I can't, let's say, if I'm not Jewish or if I'm a cheru shayt v'katan, I'm a woman, I can't blow shayfer to be motzei all the people in shul because I'm not b'chui b'dover and they are b'chui b'dover. But what if I am a man and I already hurt Kiyas and Shul, then I go to blow Shofar in the hospital? So that's, I'm no longer Mechuyav Davar. So the Gemara raises the question whether Yotze Moitzi or Yotze Ina Moitzi, because maybe I should say right now he's not Mechuyav Davar. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that's okay. Afilu Yotze is also Moitzi. But Yotze Moitzi is only on Bichas HaMitzvahs or on Tkiyah Shofar, that kind of thing. On Bichas HaNenin, we wouldn't say like that. I already said a bracha on my bread, so now I'm going to say HaMoitzi for you. You don't know how to say HaMoitzi, I'll recite HaMoitzi for you. So the Gemara says we wouldn't allow that. On Bichas HaNenin, we don't allow Yotze Moitzi. So the Gemara says, but there is an exception to the rule, namely, Bar Pri Agofen of Kiddush, I can say for someone else, even though I'm not drinking the wine. So why is that an exception to the rule? So some say the reason, some explain the reason why, is because we don't treat the Bar Pri Agofen of Kiddush simply as a Bichas HaNenin, but the Rabbanon, since they required a Brach Alaka, so we consider the Bar Pri Agofen as if it were an integral part of the Kiddush. So that's what the Netziv claims. He says, that's apparently the answer on Tosfos Kasha against Rabbi Yosef Tuvel. Yes, Rabbi Yosef Tuvel does know that you say Kiddush and Abdullah, Bichas HaNenin, and another Brach Alaka, of the same cup of wine, does not prove conclusively that the first bit of food that you're drinking or eating is considered the Chavetz Shal Mitzvah with respect to the Dinam of Hida Mitzvah. But it's not a Chavetz Shal Mitzvah to create a problem of Einoise Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. We do it all the time in Kiddush. So he says, apparently Rabbi Yosef Tevelim, the Netziv says in the Haggadah, apparently Rabbi Yosef Tevelim is of the opinion that the Bar Pi Agofen of the Kiddush and Avdalah blends in to become part of the Kiddush and blends in to be considered part of the Avdalah. So therefore, it's as if you're saying Kiddush. It's a long Kiddush. Kach tikna chachamim. It's not that the Bar Pi Agofen is a plain old Bichas HaNenin in order to drink. No, if it would have been a plain old Bichas HaNenin, the Kiddush begins with the second bracha, Shekadoshanu Mitzvah Sevirat Zavanu, then it would have been a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. That's what Rabbi Yosef Tevelim held. The answer is no, the Kiddush begins with the Bar Pi Agofen. The Avdalah begins with the Bar Pi Agofen. So that's why it's not considered a violation of Chavilus Chavilus. But on Pesach night, as opposed to what? On Pesach night, the Hamoitzi Lechem in Ha'oretz over the Matzah is not a chelek of the mitzvah. The Hamoitzi over the Matzah is a plain Birchas HaNenim. The Bar Pri Agofen over the Kiddush is considered part of the Kiddush. It's not a Birchas HaNenim. But the Hamoitzi over eating the Matzah is a plain Birchas HaNenim. So wait a minute. I suggested as a haichocha to answer the kasha against Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim that the Gemara says in the end of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah that we allow Yotze Moitzi on the Bar Pri Agofen of Kiddush, even though we wouldn't allow it Bar Pri Agofen the rest of the week. Only Bar Pri Agofen of Kiddush we allow it. So why? So according to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, we understand very well because the Bar Pri Agofen is considered part of the Kiddush. But that same Gemara says we allow Yotze Moitzi and Hamoitzi of Achilas Matzah. So Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim is claiming over here the Hamoitzi Achilas Matzah plain Bichas HaNenin. It's a plain Bichas HaNenin. So why does the Gemara say Yotze Moitzi? So you see that my pshat is either not true or it's not the whole story. Maybe there's something missing. So maybe you have to say like this. The Rishonim have a famous comment. If you look in the Biurim that the Rishonim have, the Arzarua has this long comment from Rabbi Shmuel Nifal Eisen, one of the Balei HaTosfos. This is quotes him once every 150 blot. This is quotes from Rabbi Shmuel Nifal Eisen. And the Ozarua quotes him much more often. So the Ozarua quotes a long commentary of this Balei HaTosfos, Rabbi Shmuel Nifal Eisen, on the Lakei HaRuchos, this piyut that was composed for Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, that's printed in the Sidurim, to be recited on Shabbos HaGadol. Many shuls they still say. In Yeshiva they never say any piyut. Many shuls they still say Lakei HaRuchos. So he writes there, and many Rishonim write like this. The Yerushalmi has a comment that one who eats matzah b'erev Pesach is kila boil arasasa b'beis chomav. What's the comparison? What's the comparison over here? I mean, they're both prohibited mid the Rabbanah. You're not allowed to eat matzah b'erev Pesach. You're not allowed to be boil arasasa b'beis chomav. That's the whole mashal. So some Rishonim say, just like Bala Rasas Beis Chamav is forbidden mid the Rabbanon, whoever does it gets Makas Mardis mid the Rabbanon. So too, if somebody eats Matzah Be'er Pesach, he deserves to get Makas Mardis Rabbanon. So that's why you give such a mashal. Kalecha Matzah Be'er Pesach, Bala Rasas Beis Chamav, that's the whole mashal. So many Rishonim are working with the attitude. They have Chiluk Ideas, six different versions of how it works out the details, but they work with the following idea. Bala resasa the base chama of the resasa because kala blay bracha asur lebayla kenina. How many brachas do you have to say? So the Gemara says you say sheva brachas. So they work. What do you mean sheva brachas? Say bar piagofen and another six brachas. So a lot of rishonim say that on Pesach night, with the rabbanon, until you get to eat the matzah, you have to recite six brachas. The problem is we say more than six brachas. So each one has a different cheshbon. Which brachas you're not counting? Which brachas do we say? We say bar piagofen, then you say kiddush, then you say shechyano. And then what else do you say? We wash. We don't say anatilas yadayim before karpas. Then we say bar pi adama is the fourth bracha. Then we say gol yisrael is the fifth bracha. Then we say anatilas yadayim before you wash your bed is the sixth bracha. Then we say hamoitzi. Then you say alachilas matzah. There's eight brachas already. So there's already something kakai. So the Rishonim has six different cheshbainas or more. I don't know. And the Prima Gaon quotes also. He quotes Rishonim and Achrayim, all working on this topic. To make such a cheshbon, how is it that there are, which of the seven brachas that the chachamim required should be recited? So maybe the pshat is in the Gemara. The Rav Yosef Tuvelim is assuming, all the Balei Tosfos here are assuming, the hamoitzi lechem in hearts that you recite over al achilas matzah is a plain birchas hanenin. That's why they, some of them feel you're facing a problem of chavilos. So if it's a plain brachas hanenin, how come the Gemara says in the Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third perek, a yotza moitzi, I can say hamoitzi for someone else. Not only can I say alachilas matzah for the other person if I'm not eating matzah, I can even say hamoitzi lechem menorah. So doesn't it show that hamoitzi becomes part of the mitzvah, an integral part of the mitzvah matzah, like the bar piagofen becomes an integral part of the kiddush? So the answer is no. Hamoitzi is considered part of the Haggadah. Hamoitzi is considered part of the Haggadah. The Haggadah consists of, before you eat the matzah, you have to recite sheva brachas. So just like the kiddush, I can be mitzi someone else, and alachilas matzah, I can be mitzi somebody else, and gol yisrael, I can be mitzi somebody else. So even with the bar pri adam over the karpas, the Rambam quotes the Rif. Bar pri adam over the karpas, I can be mitzi somebody else. The Rambam quotes from the Rif, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Years ago, they didn't have haggadahs. They didn't have Maxwell House coffee, so nobody had any haggadahs. So they didn't know how to say the haggadah. So it was the job of the rabbi either to make a communal seder, everybody sits together, or to go visit every balabasi. The rabbi would tell his wife and the children, go take a nap for 3 hours, and I'll see you later. So he would go to the first balabasi's home and recite the whole haggadah for them. And he wouldn't eat or drink anything. He wasn't the yotze the kiddush, he wasn't the yotze anything. Then he would go to the second balabasi, rattle off the whole haggadah by them, go to the third one. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, quotes the Rif, they quote all this from the Goyim. The rabbi can say bar pi agofen, bar pri ha'adoma for the karpas also. Not only can he say bar pi agofen for the kiddush without drinking, he can say bar pi adoma for the karpas. Mazeh, what? The bar pi adoma for the karpas becomes part of what? Because part of what mitzvah? No, the answer becomes part of the Haggadah. The Haggadah has the unit of seven brachas. That's what the Rishonim had a tradition based on the Yerushalmi, that there are sheva brachas. For some reason or another, some of the brachas are discounted, but they said there's a tziruf, there's a unit, there's a connection between the seven brachas that are recited before eating the matzah, just like there's a tziruf of sheva brachas that are recited by the arusa, in order that she should be a kala in bracha, should be kala b'lai bracha. You have to recite seven brachas. So here also on Pesach night, we recite seven brachas. So just like the bar pri hadom over the karpas doesn't become part of any mitzvah. Karpas per se is nishke mitzvah. Just hakera l'tinoikas, the Gemara says, it's not a mitzvah, but the bar pri adama that you recite over the karpas blends in to become part of the Haggadah. Haggadah is not just avadim hayinu and mitchilu avdi avadim zohi avisenu and gal yisrael and in halo. The brachas recited bar pri adama and hamoitzi over the matzah and so on all blend in to be considered part of the Haggadah, part of the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So maybe that's the reason why, despite the fact that the hamoitzi over the matzah is a pure bichas hanenin, it doesn't blend into the bar pri agofen of the kiddush and avdalah, since you need a bracha lakos, the bar pri agofen is considered an integral part of the kiddush. So that's apparently where Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim holds that would not pose a problem of chavilos. It's only chavilos if it's recited as a bichas hanenin. But the hamoitzi over the matzah is a bichas hanenin. If it's a bichas hanenin, how can we say yotza moitzi? The answer is, it's a bichas hanenit, but it's been starved with the other six brachas to make sheva brachas. It blends in, the sheva brachas blend in to become part of the Haggadah. And the Haggadah we say yotza moit. Maybe that's what he holds. Let's say Allah HaLamaisa, what would the din be? The Magen Avraham raises the shal. Someone walks in the middle of Havdalah. He didn't hear the Bar Pi Hagafen in the beginning. But he is, he comes in after Besamim and after Ner. They said Bar Mi Hagresh, everybody's looking at their fingers, and then I walk in, and then I hear the concluding bracha. Am I Yotze the Havdalah or not? I'm not Yotze Bar Mi Hagresh. The Gemara says Bar Mi Nimsam, Bar Mi Hagresh, you can say separately. That's not Ma'akib, it doesn't have to be Allah Kos. The Gemara says there were Amaroim, there were Tanoim and Amaroim. On the way home, they would recite Barim Yerohesh and they would recite Barim Minim Sam. And then when they came home, they would say over all the brachas, Barim Minim Sam, Barim Yerohesh, in order to be Maitzi, all the B'nai Bais. The din is Mikra din, the Barim Minim Sam, Barim Yerohesh don't have to be recited Allah Kos. If you say Allah Kos, you enhance the Hashivas of the brach. So let's say I came in towards the end of the Havdalah, I just heard the last bracha, I just heard the concluding bracha. So the Magen Avraham quotes a Tshuvas Rashi. We mentioned that from Lamed Peis. Lamed Peis Likutei Pardes. Magen Avraham quotes from the Likutei Pardes that if he came in and the end of the Havdalah and he just heard the last bracha, even though you didn't hear the Bar Pi Hagafen, you can't drink the wine. If you didn't hear Bar Pi Hagafen, you can't drink the wine. But the minig is today, nobody else drinks the wine anyway. Only the one who recites the Haggadah is going to drink the wine. So there's no problem. What would be the din if he came in at the end of the Kiddush and you didn't hear the Bar Pi Hagafen, you just heard the Bracha of Kiddush, would it be the same? So according to the way the Netziv is defending Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem, that he thinks that the Bar Pi Hagafen with the Kiddush does not pose a problem, not by Kiddush, not by Avdalah, it doesn't pose a problem with Chavilas Chavilas, because when the Chachamim instituted Kiddush and Avdalah Alakos, they introduced that the Bar Pi Hagafen should be considered an integral part, should be an integral part of the of the Kiddush. So, if that is the Pshat of Yosef Tuvelim, he would probably disagree with that Rashi. He would probably say that if I came in the middle of the Havdalah, or if I came in the middle of Kiddush, either case, I would not be Yotze. You have to hear the Bar Pi Hagafen from the beginning. The Shaila is, if you reject Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, Rashi is apparently rejecting Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, and he holds by Havdalah that Bar Pi Hagafen is not part of the Havdalah, then maybe there's room to say that Kiddush should be different. So that's what we discussed the other day. We had a Tosis on Mem Gimel, but Tosis said on Mem Gimel that when you say Havdalah, everybody has to be sitting, because you can only might say the others if you have Haseba. By Pas V'Yayin you need Haseba. By other foods, either the two versions in the Gemara, by other Machalim, either Laboy Haseba or Lamahanyala Haseba. But by Pas V'Yayin the Maskana was that you have to have Dafkev Haseba. As Mana Zetai says, we don't have any Haseba. So Tai says, Shivi Didan Ke Haseba the two. So it means if everybody's sitting around the table, that's considered the equivalent of Haseba. So Taisus raises the issue when one person says, Abdullah, how is everybody else here? I said, what's the problem? What do you need Haseba? Pas V'Yayin need Haseba. No one's drinking the wine. So that's what the Bichas Rosh says. They're not talking about being Yotze Havdalah. They're talking about being Yotze the Bar Pi Hagafen. Their practice was that everybody drank the wine, like we have a practice that everybody drinks the wine by the Kiddush. So he used to have such a practice by Havdalah, everybody drank the wine. So Tosis is concerned, how can I say Bar Pi Hagafen, how the other people Yotze? So they say, you have to have a Seba. We don't have any Seba. Yeshiva Didan can Seba it to everybody sitting around the table. So just to be Yotze the Havdalah, if you don't plan to drink the wine, so that's what the Bichas Rosh writes, he doesn't consider that a problem. The Tais is only talking if you want to drink the wine. So then we mentioned the Chazon Ish is bothered with Akasha. Why is Tosfos concerned that you have to have Haseba? Haseba means the whole group together is drinking Yayin Bechabura, and they only require one bracha, because we pointed out the Ran in the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah quoted the Yerushalmi that there are three exceptions to the rule where you don't allow Shemei Koina. So one was by Tfilas, and one was by Kriya Shema, and one was by eating food. By brachas, before and after eating food, you don't allow Shemei Koina. Only if they're eating, if Haseba Echem Evarach Lekulam, if the whole Chabura ate together, so then they only require one bracha before, and they only require one bracha b'chabura at the end, the Birchas HaMazon b'chabura, the Mezumen. So the Chazon Ish was bothered with the Kasha. The Gemara says that Yotze Moitzi by the wine of Kiddush, the Bar Pi Hagafen of Kiddush, I can say Kiddush for even if I'm drinking the wine. So you see that it's not based on Hesebu Echem Ebaruch Lekulam, that the whole Chabura is drinking together. I'm not drinking at all. So what is going to help that I'm going to be the Haseba? Haseba only helps if we're all drinking together. So then by Pas V'Yayin, and they had Haseba, so the whole Chabura offers one Bar Pi Hagafen. So over here I'm not drinking. So what does it help I'm sitting at the same table? It's not going to help. So he doesn't understand what Taisus requires over here. Taisus says about Avdala, you want to be mitzvah the others with the Bar Piagov, and you have to have Yeshiva de Danke Seber de Tov. You require everyone to be sitting around the same table. What do you gain by having everybody sitting around the same table if I'm not drinking the wine at all? Only he's drinking the wine. So obviously, that's the Chazanish's kasha against Taisus. He doesn't know what Taisus is talking about. So he said, Mistama Taisus distinguishes between Kiddush and Avdala. Mistama Taisus holds that Gemara that says in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah that not only do you say Yotza Moitzi on the Kiddush, even say Yotza Moitzi on the Bar Piragofen of the Kiddush. So apparently Taisus thinks that's only by Kiddush, but Havdalah would not work. Because by Havdalah, the Bar Piragofen is not an integral part of the Havdalah. The Bar Piragofen is something separate. It's only a purely a Bichas Hanen. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim, that when the Magen Avraham quotes the Tshuvas Rashi from the Likutei Pardes, that someone came in late. He missed the first three brachas of Havdalah. He missed the Yayin and Bsamim in there. And he just up to the, they're up to the brach of Havdalah. So Rashi and the Tshuva is quoted as saying that Yayotze Havdalah, so that would only be by Havdalah. That the Bar Piagofen is not an integral part of the Havdalah. Bar Piagofen and Havdalah is a regular Birchas Hanen. But Bar Piagofen of Kiddush, Lechayre, Taisus is going to have to admit, Taisus is going to have to say that the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush is an integral part of the Kiddush. Otherwise, how does the Gemara say Yotze Moitzi and the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush? And then, since the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush is an integral part of the Kiddush, then we allow Yotze Moitzi, so you wouldn't even need a Seber. You don't need that everybody should be sitting around the same table. The Seber is only needed when you're being Moitzi the others with the Bichas Hanenin, the Torah's Bichas Hanenin. So then you have to have the whole Chabur is eating together. The whole Chabur is only in Eschayev to recite the one Bracha Bar Piagofen. But here it's not B'Torah's being mitzvah the others. Here it's B'Torah's achelik of the Kiddush. So L'Chaira, in order that Taisus shouldn't be contradicted by the Gemara, the Chazon Ish has the Gemara Rosh Hashanah contradicts the Taisus. So L'Chaira, you have to distinguish within Taisus between Kiddush and Havdalah. They hold that Bar Piagofen of Havdalah is a plain Birchas Hanen, and the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush is an integral part of the Kiddush. So L'Chaira, there are three possibilities. The Netziv, in order to defend Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim from Taisus Kasha, Taisus says, how can Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim be worried about Chavilos? By Hamoitzi and Alachilos Matzah, we do it all the time. By Kiddush and Abdullah, we always do it like that. So the Netziv says the answer to Taisus Kasha is that according to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush, Bar Piagofen of Abdullah, is an integral part of the Kiddush, an integral part of the Abdullah. So Rashi clearly does not hold like that. Rashi says that if you came in late, you didn't hear the Bar Piagofen, you yotze it with the Havdalah. So it's possible to say that Rashi would distinguish between Kiddush and Havdalah. And there's a possibility to say that Rashi would say, even by Kiddush, it's not an integral part of the Kiddush. So why do you say yotze mitzvah by Bar Piagofen and Kiddush? We'll give a different explanation. Okay.
Sure. So, I mean, don't you see from the Gemara that there's a difference between Yayin for Havdalah? Because the Gemara says when they Bnei Yisrael became poor, so then they did away temporarily with the Yisrael Yayin for Havdalah. So you see that
Havdalah
itself was on a lower level in Kiddush because they did it away with the
Yayin
for
Havdalah,
not the
Yayin. The Gemara doesn't say they did away with the Yayin for Kiddush also? Only Havdalah. There's the Gemara, if we got it ready. No. Don't remember.
You know,
Michdi Anshin, the Gemara is talking about Abdullah Anshin, and so the Pitam is called Brocha Sutfilis, Bdush Abdullah, Nersi Hechetik and Amalek. Tchila Kavua Bitfilo, Hashir, what Abdullah? Hashir Kavua Lakos, Hanu Chaz, Ru Kavua Bitfilo, Imam, and Mavdi Pitam, so she Abdullah Lakos. And the Kiddush always was Alayayim. Could be. Those are all the Kiddush Alayayim is their rice. Yeah.
Yes, sure.
So they hold the whole, many of them hold the whole institution of Abdullah is only with the Rabbah. Even Abdullah Bitfilo is only with the Rabbah. Could be. So it could be that there is a difference between Kiddush and Abdullah. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay. So that's the Pilpul HaTosfos is working on. The first Bali HaTosfos are following Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim that to say a Birchas Hanenin and a Birchas and to Anachevtza food, on a food item, and then to use that food item to fulfill a mitzvah, namely matzah, you're going to say the Hamoitzi al Achilos matzah on the same matzah, either both on the Prusa or both on the Shlema. So you're not allowed to do that. You have to say one on the Prusa, one on the Shlema, in order to avoid violation of Chavilus, Chavilus. And then the Baal HaTosfos is disagreeing with that. He says the whole thing is wrong. Nearly do Abi Brocha Shalnen, made him the Kram Chavilus of the Harai from Kiddush and Abdullah. Kiddush and Abdullah, you always say. So he says, true, the Chefze Shal Oichel is the Chefze Shal Mitzvah with respect to the Mitzvah Birchas Hanenen vis a vis Hidr Mitzvah to make it Mehudadik, but it's not considered a Chefze Shal Mitzvah that it should be a violation of Chavilus, Chavilus. That far not. That's a fundamental machlokes in Tosfos. And the other Mishnah hold that Kiddush and Abdullah is an exception to the rule. Like the Nitziv said, because the Barapya Gofen becomes an integral part of the Kiddush. Yeah. So how did the original Bali HaTosfos word it over here? That you say, Hamotzi on the Shlema, Liptsoa ala Shlema, Liptsoa means Hamotzi, Vala Prusa, you should say ala Chilus Matzah. Then they have some Mishnah did the reverse. You look in the tour, you have all the logical possible. Some Rishonim did the reverse. They said, Hamoitzi on the Prusa and Achilas Matzah on the Shlema. As long as you have them on two different matzahs, then which one are you going to eat? Which one are you going to eat? They hold you only have to eat one kazayis. They're not working like the Mechaber quotes the Rosh, you have to have two kazayis, one kazayis from the Prusa and one kazayis from the Shlema. It's enough if you have one kazayis. So this time, you worry about eating, you want to have lechem oni. Madarki Shalani Beprusa. So Leal Pesach has to be a Prusa. The Mestami should be Mahara to eat from the Prusa. So some Shalim say, no, you eat from the Shlema. It's not a problem. What do they say? Rabbi Menachem Mivina, Oyerogalasas Hakol Al HaPrusa. He wasn't concerned about Chavilus Chavilus. Veina Shlema Bokim Beshvil Lecha Mishneh. He said both on the Prusa. He wasn't Batzeh the Shlema at all. The Hari Hayiraga Levarch Tchila Birchas Hamotzi Al Shtehen, which is Shtehen, the Prusa and the Shlema, Kodem Sheyivtza, before he broke any matzah. Dachakach Mevarch Al Achilas Matzah, Ubotzeya Mishtehem Achakach. The Ein Zechabilos Macha Shehoyoyse Al Shtehen. Maze, mean he's working with the Shita that there is a problem of Chavilos Chavilos. But he holds the only time the problem is if you're holding the same matzah. You're holding the same matzah, you're saying Hamoitzi and Al Achilas Matzah on the same matzah, then it's Chavilah. But if I'm holding two matzahs, and it's not clear whether the Brach Hamoitzi goes on the Prusa or on the Shlema. And then I say I can hold on to both the matzahs. And I say, I'll hold on to the smaller one, I'll say Al Achilas Matzah. So then since I had two, and it's not clear that both brachas are being recited over the same piece of matzah, so then it's not a problem. If he's holding on to both, so it's not clear that the both brachos is going on the same chepze, shalmatzah, that's not a violation of chavilus chavilus. So the different minhagim, Tosfos quotes all the different minhagim. Okay. Our practice is legamri, not like that. Our practice is you have 2.5 matzahs, two different mitzvahs. You have to have a kazayis of the shlema and a kazayis of the prutzah. Kazayis of the shlema for the mitzvah of sudas yantef. And the Zayis of the Prusa for the mitzvah of Lechemoni, for the mitzvah matzah, the two different mitzvahs. Okay. What does the Gemara have? Vayta Amar Ababa. We're up to that. Lametes on the base, about 7 lines from the bottom. Amar Ababa, the Shabbos chayv on him of tzayal shtei kikoros my time alechem mishnah ksiv. We want to make a zecher leman. The alechem mishnah was the man that came down in the midbar, so we want to make a zecher to the man. The pashtus said that the alechem mishnah din is only with the rabbanon. Some rishonim want to have that it's a derai. So the pashtus says that it's only a takon of the rabbanon. That's what we have some. The zecher to the man. There's another thing that you do zecher to the man. You have sholosh sudos, also zecher leman. The Rishonim in Perik called Kisvei, in the end of Masech Shabbos, so we don't have this thesis, but the Ran quotes the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, that women are just as obligated as men in Lecha Mishneh and in Sholos Sudos. Because the man, Afin Hoi B'Yasanes, the man fell down for the men, for the women, for the children. So everybody should make a Zecha Tedanes, a Zecha Leman. Afin Hoi B'Yasanes. And the Ran agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam, Aloch HaLamayisah, but he disagrees with his explanation. He says he doesn't think that you have to come on to this explanation of Afin Hoi B'Yasanes. Why don't you just say simply, Zoch V'Shomer, Kol She'eshna V'Shomer, Yeshna V'Zocha. The only time women are exempt from a mitzvah, says the Sajman Grama, is if it stands alone as a separate mitzvah. Tzitzis, Tfilin, Shofar, stands alone. But Shalashudis and Lecha Mishneh, Midirabbanon, Zolzai Midirabbanon, is part of a package deal of Shabbos, and on Shabbos the women are mechuyev in the mitzvah says the Shazman Gram of Kiddush. Why? So the Gemara said because the Kiddush is one package deal. Shama v'zacha b'dibrecha nemru. So therefore, since they were proclaimed simultaneously at Har Sinai, so that's considered like a hekesh. And the women are mechuyev to observe Shama. Shama zaloi sese shmirah Shabbos means not to do malacha. So since the loy sese Shazman Gram, the women are mechuyev in. So even the mitzvah says Shazman Grama of Shabbos, the women are also mechuyevin. So the hekesh on the level of the Raisa, the hekesh only goes on Kiddush. On the level of the Rabban, the hekesh goes also on Shalashudas and on Lecha Mishneh. So the Ran and the Rabbin and Tam, bottom line, they both said the same thing. The women are just mechuyev, just as mechuyev as the men are, when they get to Shalashudas and when they get to Lecha Mishneh. But they just gave two different reasons. The Rabbin and Tam's explanation was because Afin Hoi B'Yasan Nes. And Iran gave his explanation because called Sheish the Mishama, Yesh the Mizah. That's why it's a Pella, why by the Hasidim. They're not makbid on Shalashudas for women. They're not makbid on Lecha Mishneh for women. The husband says, I'm Oitzi, and the wife didn't even wash until the Sinai. She comes and she takes a slice of chal and she says, I'm Oitzi. So where's Lecha Mishneh? So Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva where Shlomo Kluger lived among all the Hasidim in Brod, in Galitzir. So he defends the Hasidim. So he says, well, the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with the Ran's explanation, the Ran doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Tam's explanation, we hold like both of them, so he left with nothing. So that's what the later Rav Avadya said, what did he wave a magic wand over here? What did he do over here? They both said the same thing, bottom line, they both said the women are just as mechuyev as men are, and Shalashudas and Lecha Mishneh. They just gave two different reasons why. The Rabbeinu Tam came from the angle of Afin Hoi B'Yasanes, and the Ran came from a different angle of Zoch V'Shomer. So each one doesn't agree with the other one's head, but the bottom line, they both said the same thing, Allah HaMai. So where's the room to be mekel over here? It's very difficult. The big Talmid HaChacham among the Hasidim, many of them are not makbid on this. That's the minig of the same b'yedeh. They don't want to change anything. It's very shver. The pashtus is the women are just mechuyev as men. Problem is, what about the Shabbos? What about Yontif? The man didn't come down on Shabbos. The Gemara says the man didn't come down on Yontif either. First daf and Beitzah. The Gemara's beferish, the man didn't come down how long? On Shabbos says in the Chumash, and on Yontif says in the Gemara the first daf and Beitzah. And the man didn't come down on Yontif. So we assume this whole thesis was assuming that you need Lecha Mishneh on Yontif. Not only on Shabbos, you need on Yontif. So if you need Lecha Mishneh, you ought to say that you need Sholosh Sudos as well. So the Rambam holds like that there is a chiyuv to have Sholosh Sudos on Yontif. It should be like that Zeichel Aman. But in Shulchan Aruch, the psak that's accepted is that on Yontif there is no chiyuv to have Sholosh Sudos. And that's based on the Yerushalmi and the end of Maseches Maaseh Sheni, the Bi'ur HaGra gives you in the Mokar. So if there's no chiyuv Sholosh Sudos, how come there's a chiyuv to have Lecha Mishneh? Who is the one who split between the Sholosh Sudos and the Lecha Mishneh? The Bod Zeichel Aman, and the Man didn't come down neither on Shabbos nor on Yontif. So why do we decide to make a full Zeichel Aman on Shabbos and on Yontif only a partial Zeichel Aman? Problem. The problem. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. That on Yom, you only have a half of the takon. You only have the Lecha Mishneh, you don't need this third Suda. So what does the Gemara say? Amar Rabba, B'Shabbos Chayav Anu Mitzvah Shtei Kikoros, Ma'itam Lecha Mishneh Ksiv. It's not a mitzvah with the Rabban. Amar Rabba, Shechazin Elei, the Rav Kana, the Noket Tarti, Yibot Tzachodah. He says, Amoitzi holds on to both Chalas, but he only cuts one of them. He only cuts one of the two. That's the common practice. People hold on to both chalas and only cut one. Reb Zeir habibotza akula sheirusa. How do you translate this? So here there are two interpretations. Rashi and the Rashbo. So the Rashbo learns botza akula sheirusa is in opposition to what the previous Amora did. Chazil Rav Kana denoket tarti botza chada. He held the two chalas and only cut one of the two. So Reb Zeir cut both of the chalas. Botza akula sheirusa. He cut both of the chalas. Then the Gemara says, "Well, called Mischazi Kirab Sanusa. He looks like he's so hungry; he's going to eat both chalas. Who eats both chalas?" So he says, "It's not a kasha. Came to call Yom Elot Kovid Hach. Vid Ne Kovid. Well, Mischazi Kirab Sanusa. He's doing it because of Lacha Mishnah. He's not doing it because he's so hungry. Everybody knows he doesn't eat so much. Yeah. So that's how the Vilna Gaon adopted that position. He thinks that Rashba's pshat fits him better in the Gemara. The Batzak Kula Shirusa means." When you have a lechem mishnah, you have to cut the both chalas, even if you don't eat from both, you have to cut the both chalas. The chala that you don't cut is considered as if it's still in the freezer, as if it's still in the bakery, and it's not mitzdarif to the lechem mishnah. That's what the Vilna Gaon interpreted pshat in the Zohar. There's a Zohar that talks about having yud beis chalas on Shabbos zechel lechem aponim. Every Friday they used to bake 12 lechem aponim, and every Shabbos morning they would remove the old lechem aponim. They were sitting there all week long, and they would put on the new lechem aponim. Shtayim arachas, sheish arachas. There were two piles. Each pile had six lechem aponim, one on top of the other. They were matzah. It wasn't chametz. It was shal matzah, and it was on Shabbos that they switched the lechem aponim. There were 12 of them. So the Zohar says you should have 12 chalas. When you say I'm waiting on Shabbos, you have 12 chalas. So many Hasidim have such a practice that they have two chalas at the samoyed. So they have another 10 chalas in a basket on the table somewhere because that's what it says in the Zohar. So the Vilna Gaon assumed that whatever the Hasidim do is wrong by definition. But the Zohar says you have to have Yud Beis chalas. So he said, no, it meant a different thing. It's a misprint. It should say Yud Beis Chatzoyim. You have two chalas on Friday night, you cut them both in half. So you got four halves. You have two chalas, Shabbos morning, cut them both in half. You have another four is eight. Then Shalosh says you have to have two chalas, cut them in half. You have four, so eight and four is 12. You have Yud Beis Chatzon. You have Yud Beis Chatzon. He says that corresponds to the Rashba's pshat in this Gemara. Rab Zera habibotza kula sheirusa. He cut the both chalas, and that's what it says in the Zohar. If you cut both chalas on Friday night, both chalas on Shabbos morning, both chalas Shalosh Shudis, then you're going to have Yud Beis Chatzon. It's a misprint in the Zohar. When it says Yud Beis Chalas, that's a misprint. Should say Yud Beis Chatzon. And they didn't understand what it meant, so they wrote a Rashi Tevis, Yud Beis Ches, and then someone was Mafanech, the Rashi Tevis, that is Yud Beis Chalas. That's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon. Okay.
And we're always passing like Reb Zera instead of Rav
Kana? The Gemara presents it as if that's the Maskana. Reb Zera Habatza, Kula Sheirusa, that's the Maskana. According to Rashi, they're not arguing. He said one thing, he said another thing. According to the Rashba, and the Vilna Gaon is following the Rashba, that they're arguing, so the Gemara presents it as if that's the Maskana.
So would it be better
to have two smaller kikaros and make and then kasparot as opposed to having one big one and one small and then you make them wait till Monday? The masen? Yeah.
Yeah.
To satisfy the opinion of the Rashba and the Gro. Yeah. That the Gro used to follow this Rashba to cut the both chalas. Rashi learns Reb Zeir is not in disagreement. Habibatza kula sheirusa means instead of cutting off. You have a chalas, instead of cutting off a slice from the end, like you would do on a weekday, you cut off at the end, as much as you're going to eat now, he would cut in the middle of the chalas. He said, Mechzik Yerav Sarusa? You're cutting in the middle of the chalas? He would cut as much as he plans to eat for the whole meal. He cuts in the middle, he's going to eat this whole big chunk in the course of the whole meal. So the Gemara says, isn't it Mechzik Yerav Sarusa? The Gemara says, no, all week long he doesn't do it, and he only does it on Shabbos, so it's Lekvoid Hasuda. He shows that he's enjoying the Suda Shabbos. Okay, so it's a totally different pshat, according to Rashi. What's Akula Sherusa means he cut the slice, the Betzias HaPas was, instead of cutting one slice at the end of the challah, he cut in the middle of the challah the whole amount of bread that he's going to eat in the course of the whole meal.
How do we learn Gimel
Sudas
from Lachanus?
No, the Gimel Sudas is the Gemara in Shabbos, as it says the word Hayom three times in the Pasuk. Ichlu hayoyim ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem hayom l'antim tzulu basa. He says the word hayoyim, so that's what the Gemara says. It's an allusion to the three suddas. Yeah.
That doesn't reflect the
Yom Tov. So the Gemara understands that the man didn't come down on Yom Tov either.
doesn't say three times a day. It's not Shabbos.
I don't know.
I don't
know. That's how we paskin. You don't need Gimel Sudas. But the Shaila, why not? If everything is Zechel Aman, so they did on Yom Tov, probably everything the same as Shabbos. All the psukim that are written in the Chumash regarding the Aman on Shabbos, it probably all applied to Yom Tov as well. Mm-hmm.
The test of the record is something said that because of the Rapture of Kiddush Torah, that it was only by Shabbos that it was.
But Yom Tov also the Gemara said there was no man on Yom Tov, but there was no man on Yom Tov either. So why is Shabbos different? So Tosfos suggests maybe the Shabbos Digamon tasted more delicious than the Yom Tov Digamon, which in turn tastes more delicious than the weekday man. Maybe. Okay, that's Taisa suggest. Otherwise, we don't understand what it means. Berachim aman kitchim aman berachim mekalan kadashim mekal asman means even more so than yontif. But the man didn't come down on yontif either. That's the gemara, the first daf in Beitza. The man did not come down on yontif.
What's the kashya here, Mexico, Rav Sanusa? If you know that the Bnei Yisrael got a double portion of food in the midbar, and the minig for everyone is to have left a mission to have twice as much bread as you would normally have, so how's it Mexico, Rav Sanusa? The whole idea is that you have more food than you need when you get blemish.
I don't think so. No, there was a double portion on Friday, not for Friday and Shabbat. They ate the same amount as every day. Sunday had a oymalag girls. Monday had oymalag girls. Friday there was shnei oymarim, one oymer to be eaten on Friday, one oymer to be eaten on Shabbos. They ate the same amount on Shabbos as they ate every other day. They didn't eat twice as much. But when he cuts into the challah, he's going to cut a gigantic slice. So the Gemara says, it's a violation of Hilchas Derech Eretz. You're not supposed to cut such a big slice. So the Gemara answers, no. All week long it doesn't do it. He's showing out of Kvod Tzuda Shabbos. It's
and just having the two lechamim is not Mexico Rav Sanusa. It's only when you cut the lechamim, when you cut the bread.
When you eat it. When you eat a lot, that's a violation of Derech Eretz. So the Gemara asks, but if you cut such a big piece, isn't the act of the Betzias Abbas an act of Mexico Rav Sanusa? The Gemara says, no, because everybody will understand it.
Is there any the crust of the challah first when someone
says the Moses? Yeah, that's another Gemara. That's a Gemara later, I think. Where's that? That's in Chelek.
Right.
That's in Gemara, the last parak in Sanhedrin. When you say Hamaitzi, so the Gemara says you should eat from the crust of the challah, and there's a machlekes arishan, whether the crust on the top or the crust on the bottom. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should squeeze the two together and bite into both crusts at the same time.
Right.
But the crust of the challah is the mufchar. You should always say that the first bit of food that you eat is the part that the bracha is challah. That's why there's a whole klal of hider mitzvah here. The minshivo and the gluske as opposed to the shalmalbais and the shleima and the gdol and so on. So the part that's awful yoyser, the part that's the hot crust, that tastes better than the middle part. If most people enjoy that. So people don't enjoy the crust. Instead, you eat them in the middle part.
Really, if you're not going to eat the second, is there
a
to cut?
So he said she gets more lachalas.
This is what you have.
This is what you have. And what's going to happen with it? You're going to put it back in the freezer.
If you cut it up, you won't be able to put it back in the freezer.
If you don't cut it up, you can't put it in the freezer. You do cut it up.
No, sorry.
Huh?
Opposite. If you cut it up, you won't be able to put it back in the freezer.
If you don't cut it up, then you can't put it back in the freezer.
Right.
So you don't do chumras, but you're going to throw it out. So you follow Rashi, you don't follow the Vilna Gaon. But let's say here in the yeshiva, they throw out so much food. They're throwing out half the food that's on the table. So what to do is I'll cut two challahs. They're going to throw out all the rest of the challahs anyway. Then Kabbalah is going to throw them out. So here there's no baltash. It's a baltash, why they're allowed to throw it out. That's their problem. How the way it is allowed to throw out all the shirayim that are left out. But I don't think it's baltash is here. Maybe at home it'll be a Baal Tashchis. I don't know, so you have to speak to the one in charge of the freezer that they should permit you to put in Prusas into the freezer also. Well, the freezer only accepts Shlema. Yeah.
I just don't understand how Rashi Peshat actually has that you got the bigger piece out yet to Shabbos. Why can't
it,
meaning if it's in the
Baal
fine, but it's connected to Shabbos.
It shows Chaviv Hasuda that he enjoys eating the meal on Shabbos more so than the weekdays. So he cuts a gigantic piece of challah to show that he really intends to eat a lot. He's not going to eat more challah on Shabbos than he eats in the weekday. He's going to eat the same amount. No mitzvah to overeat on Shabbos. Yeah, then the Gemara says, Rabbami Rabbasi ki habi misraim elohu rifted de eroiva. When they made an Erev, what kind of an Erev? Erev Echatzeres, Rashi says. Erev Tavshilim, whatever. When they had an Erev, they would use that challah. The Erev has to be kayam bein hashmashes. If the Erev is not kayam bein hashmashes, then the whole Erev Echatzeres falls apart. But once the Erev is there bein hashmashes, if nechel ha-Erev b'leil Shabbos, even nechel bein hashmashes, we're also mekel, because the Safik Darabon l'kulam. So he used to be mahader to use that challah that they used for the Erev. Havim Misraim lo rifted the Reuven. Mevorchan alei amotzen lachmas. Why? Amri hol b'savi b'mitzvah chada. Never day mitzvah achrita. Let's use it for another mitzvah. Yeah. What do you mean? They used it for the first mitzvah to make an Eruv b'chatzeres. What, Eruv b'chatzeres is a mitzvah? You say a bracha on Eruv b'chatzeres. Yeah, it shows that it's a mitzvah. But it's a matir.
Isn't this concept sort of counter
Amos and Mitzvahs Chavilos? Yeah. It's a problem. How does it correspond? It's not exactly counter to it, but it's a... Yeah. I don't know. The Chavilos, Chavilos, strictly speaking, it's not a problem. The mitzvah is finished. Once you see the mitzvah of Hamoitzi, the challah that you eat is the chefetz shal mitzvah for the mitzvah brichas hanen, and the matzah that you eat is the chefetz shal mitzvah for the mitzvah of alachilas matzah. So you're going to eat one piece of matzah and you're going to fulfill the mitzvah. It's going to serve as a chefetz shal mitzvah for the brichas hanen, a chefetz shal mitzvah, the mitzvah matzah. So then you're killing two birds with one stone simultaneously. Here, the mitzvah of erev chatzeres, they consider the mitzvah. That mitzvah did already before Shabbos. Then El Shabbos, I can feed it to the dogs. So Michael Roy La Odom may not allow to feed to the dogs. But really, the mitzvah of Erev Echatzeres or Erev Tavshilim, whatever it is all finished. I already made my Erev Echatzeres. Let's say Erev Echatzeres. I already made my Erev Echatzeres. Erev Tavshilim, if the food is Nechal before you cook, let's say you make an Erev Tavshilim before Yontif, and Shabbos is going to be following Yom Tov, so you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov unless the Erev Tavshilim is still there. Once you've already finished cooking, made all the hachanas for Yom Tov, once you've already finished benching lift and everything, then if you want, you can eat up the Erev Tavshilim. The Erev Tavshilim you can't eat up until after you've made all the hachanas. It's obviously it's talking about Erev Hatzeres. Erev Hatzeres only has to be kain ben hashmashes, and then that's it. After ben hashmashes is over, then you can do whatever you want with it. So he says, since this was used previously, at the Tchilas HaShabbos, this was used for Mitzvah A, so I may as well use the same one for Mitzvah B. I don't think it's outright a violation. It's a different from, it's not an outright violation of the Din of Chavilos, 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 if you're doing the two Mitzvahs Bevasachas, you're doing Mitzvahs mass production. Here he already did one Mitzvah before with this thing. Finish that Mitzvah. Now the Shailah, should he pick a different Challah to eat, or should he use the same Challah, the same Matzah? That he used Erev Chatzeres, so he said that matzah already had the hashivas of being used for a mitzvah. They should use it for another mitzvah. What is that based on? Al v'savet be mitzvah chod and never be mitzvah achrit. They mean that's more mehudah. This is a holy matzah, like you have a shlema and you have a gluske yofa as opposed to a pas kever, and you have pas tohira as opposed to pas tameh, and you have pas yisrael as opposed to pas akum. You have all the hierarchies of different. So if you have a matzah or a challah that was involved in a mitzvah yesterday, so that matzah, that challah is more choshev than the other challah. All they savit bechod a mitzvah, levit be mitzvah achrita. That has more chashivas. Okay. The way we do, yeah. We say the bichas hamaz and we don't drink it. So we finish. We finished all we're going to do with it. The question is it finished? Or we're going to drink the wine? The Morgan Avram said you're not allowed to drink the wine before Havdalah because it's not going to be considered a Hemshech on the Shal Shudas. So I'll drink it after Havdalah. So I should really say Havdalah on one cup of wine and drink the Yain Shal Bichas HaMazim later separately. So why do we, that's still a question. Why do we use the same cup? We didn't finish yet. We didn't drink the wine. So the Mai said we do Chavilas Chavilas, the same cup of wine, because we only drink it once afterwards. So we're fulfilling two different mitzvahs with one drinking of one cup of wine. Here, this mitzvah is finished already. But But it had this matzah, had a chashivas that it was used originally in an erev chatzeres.
Maybe it's the other way, that if you wouldn't use it for lacha mishnah, then you would just eat it stam in a meal. And this is a chashav matzah that you should maybe be ma'ala of kodesh. Then once you do a mitzvah on it, you can't just go, it's not right to just go ahead and eat it at a plain Sunday afternoon meal.
Suda's gone, okay, yeah. Not to be mevazer the matzah shal mitzvah, the challah shal mitzvah, okay, could be.
Such menagim people that they burn the chametz with love in the same way. I know there's a minig in some families that they take challah, they just put it in the freezer, and they first burn the challah with the chametz on Erev Pesach. They don't burn the challah right away, but they take the pizza.
The lulavim, I understand. They save the lulavim. You need fuel to make a fire burn. So you save the lulavim to use that as the fuel. So years ago, they used to save it to bake the matzahs with it. Yeah, today it's not shaykh. You can't throw in the lulavim in the matzahs. If you got to burn your chametz with it, it's a different thing. Okay. To have to save the challah in the freezer, that's really a problem. The Gemara says a shashav takola. You're not allowed to have non-kosher food around the house. So if you have challah tmeya, Even Kohanim are not supposed to eat it. Unless they go to mikveh.
Our Yankim used to do it. They told me about it. They do it in their family. Our Yankim used to do it.
Don't know.
This week.
It's very difficult. It should be very difficult. You might say, not allowed to do it. Not allowed to keep
it. It's a special place.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows that they're not allowed to eat that.
Right.
Okay?
Doesn't the Gemara say that things that are used for a mitzvah, once the mitzvah is finished, they have no kedusha?
Yeah.
Throw them out. So, is this just like a means of chasidus, if it's not meaning maker?
Yeah.
It sounds like it doesn't have any kedusha.
Yeah. Doesn't have any kedusha. Bizman mitzvah son has kedusha. You have a talus, you have a shofar. So the zman mitzvah, you're not allowed to use it for secular purposes. But lachas zman mitzvah, after the zman mitzvah is up, then it loses the kedusha. When is lachas zman mitzvah? So if I have a talus and I finish davening shachris and I take it out, so I can throw it in the garbage already. No, I can wear the same talus tomorrow for shachris. I can wear it the day after also for shachris. Whenever it's still groy levisha for somebody, even if I bought a fancier talus, but I can give the old talus to someone else. Unless the old talus is so worn out, it's so torn and tattered that nobody wants it. The gabbai in shul doesn't want it. The aniyim don't want it. Nobody wants it. Then it's a talus lachas mamitzos. I have a sukkah. So if I can use the schach for next year, so it's still bizman mitzvosa. So I'm not supposed to be mevazir. But if I decide I'm going to use better schach for next year, and no one else, I don't know whom to give this schach to, so then it's considered lachas man mitzvosa. When it's taka lachas man mitzvosa, then nizrokim. Then the Gemara says tashmishim mitzvah nizrokim, you can throw it out. But you got to make sure it's lachas man mitzvosa.
This could have been in any area. It could have been an area of Tashilim as well, right? Once it's finished, once it's a Shabbos comes, you don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
What about Eruv Tchumen also?
Eruv Tchumen, yeah. Eruv Tchumen only has to be there Ben Ashmoshes. And after Ben Ashmoshes, you can use it for whatever
purpose.
Maybe means as opposed to Eruv Tapshilin. Eruv Tapshilin, you need that it should still be there because man, you want to cook, you want to bench lich.
Yeah, but Shabbos.
On Shabbos he can use it, yeah. Yeah. That's what the Maharil says. That Hu Adinami, Maharil says that the matzah that they use for Erev Tavshilin, they used to use for Shabbos for all three Lechem Mishnas, for Friday night and Shabbos morning and Shalosh Shudas. Obviously he didn't follow the Chumra of the Goyin with the Rashba, that you break both the matzahs, you cut both Chalas. So he would use the matzah from the Erev Tavshilin on Shabbos for Shalosh Shudas, for all three meals, and then he would eat it by the third meal. He said, mitzvah, never be mitzvah. You keep on using it, reusing it for many mitzvahs. Okay. Yeah, what is that the top of Daf Mem? Rashi and Tosafot both refer to the Gemara Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav. Hasaf ben tefillin, tefillin tzoch levarach. If you talk, sicha constitutes a hefsek between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Kima HaMitzvah, and you have to repeat the bracha. So the Rishonim assume the same applies to Birchas HaNehenet. Just like by Birchas HaMitzvah, you have to be Mevarach Oyvel Asiyasam, and if you talk, it's a violation of Oyver, and the Bracha is not Mitzvurif to the Mitzvah, so too, by Birchas HaNenen, you have to recite the Bracha soon before you eat the food. If you're going to talk, it's too far in advance. So that's Mevatl the Tziruf of the Birchas HaNenen to the food, you have to repeat the Bracha again. So Gemara is a Shaila, what if I said a Motzi Lach Menor? And then before I have a chance to swallow, let's say if I started to chew, the Magen Avraham complains about the Minigodim, that people put the Chalim out to start to chew, they didn't swallow, so they already start talking. So the Magen Avraham says that it's the Hamoitzi is a bracha levatola, you got to say the Hamoitzi all over again. Because to chew food doesn't require a bracha, you only require a bracha if you swallow the food. And since you talked in between the Hamoitzi and swallowing the food, so that's a hefsek. The Rashash in the Dorim tries to defend the Minigodim, so he tones it down a little bit, he says, hey, maybe it's not so big. If you just chew food and you spit it out, then you don't say a bracha. But if you're chewing challah, then you are going to swallow it. Ultimately, you are going to swallow it. Then it comes out that the chewing was the haskalah of the eating. The chewing was the haskalah of the eating. So even on chewing alone, you don't say a bracha. But if it's going to turn out that this chewing was the beginning of the eating, then maybe it's not so bad. Maybe you don't have to say over a bracha. He also recommends lachatchila. You should follow the Magen Avraham. You shouldn't talk to the left till you swallow. But he doesn't think you have to go all the way like the Magen Avraham, the Bidiyev, and you have to repeat the bracha. He says, maybe it's not so big. He has the comment on the Gemara in the Dharm. The Gemara says in the Dharm, if a person was Mafrish Truma or Mafrish Chala, so the Gemara says, Iboy Mitchell Ale. If he wants, he can make a Hataras Nedarim later on. Just like there's an institution of Hataras Nedarim, he can be Matan Nedar, Matan Rishvue, so too if you're Magdash Korbin. Or your mafresh shumas and marisin, that's also chal al yidei hafloya. So the Gemara says, there's hataras and dorm on a carbon. A person is magdash a carbon, then he realizes, what do? I made a mistake. I can't afford this. This is too expensive. So he goes and he makes hataras and dorm, and they undo the kedusha on the carbon. Or he's mafresh chal, and then he says, wait, I made a mistake. Instead of being, I should have been mafresh chal at this end, at that end. So you can undo the hafrashas chal, the hafrashas truma, al yidei sheela, al yidei hataras and dorm. So the Rashash quotes the kasha that the Achronim work on, the Pizchei Tshuva and Hilchas HaFrosh HaSchala works on that kasha. What do you mean? You're going to be matan that? You're going to be matan that? It's going to come out that the bracha he said yesterday was a bracha lematoma. He said a bracha, Allah HaFrosh HaSchuma, Allah HaFrosh HaSchala. And now he's going to be matan HaFrosh HaSchala. It's going to come out that there was not HaFrosh HaSchala yesterday. That it's going to matter. He just created a bracha lematoma. So you're allowed to be matan that and to cause the bracha that you said yesterday to become a bracha lematoma. That's the kasha that the Achronim asked. So the Rashash says, maybe he gives a krechts, maybe it's not considered a bracha l'atala, because bottom line, he did do a hafrosh eschala. Later on, we undid it, we oike the whole neder l'mafreya, chacham ezeka neder l'mafreya, so he's oike the whole hafrosh eschala l'mafreya. But still, at the time, he went through the maisa, he went through the motions of being mafresh chala, so maybe that wouldn't be considered a bracha l'atala. And then from this, he jumps to from that suggestion to answer that kasha, of the Pizchei Tshuva, he says, maybe this is the issue for the Minig Olam, why people take the liberty to be mafsik in between Hamoitzi and swallowing the challah, even though chewing alone doesn't require a bracha, maybe chewing is considered haschala of the swallowing. We mentioned that's a machlekes, the Chor Shor and the Yehuda, the Pizchei Tshuva quotes. If a person does b'liya b'liya le'isa, a person swallows food without chewing it, is that called shalok derech achilasa? So the Chor Shor claims that that's shalok derech achilasa. He holds that the chewing has to be al-pidin, is the haskala of the achila kedar. And then that Yehuda makes fun of it. He disagrees, it's not true. Yeah, it all depends what you... If you're eating Cheerios, you have to chew the Cheerios. You know that the pieces are tiny. If they're big chunks, you have to chew. If they're little pieces, you have to chew. How can you say it's halacha that chewing is always the haskala of the swallow? Anyway, that's what the Rashash suggests. So the Gemara here is going to discuss on the assumption, like the Gemara in Menachos Lamed Vav, that talking in between the bracha and the achila constitutes efsek. You got to repeat it. So there are certain sichas, certain hafsakas that we would be making and say that b'diyeved it doesn't constitute a hefsek, and you would not have to repeat the bracha. The chachidu should avoid these two, but b'diyeved we would pass, and all three cases are not considered a hefsek. The Gemara is going to quote A, B, and C, three different cases. So the first Amara thought only the first case. Second Amara thought the first and the second case. And we pass on all three cases. So I believe that tomorrow we'll have to start this Gemara.